Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 129. This is a little different one, only because there's only two of us, so we're doing like an old school red chair that Adam and I used to do, only because we're literally sitting in the red chairs. Yeah. But I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics, and joining me tonight is... See, I know this one. This is easy.
Do you want to guess? Okay.
I know who it is.
It's Pat.
Yes. Adam has blown us off, so he's done with podcasting, sadly. Or maybe he's been in a horrible accident.
I don't know. See, you would feel bad, though, if that turned out
That's
to be true.
That's true. For all the rage and anger I feel of him blowing us off. But
get a Red Lantern ring? It helps.
Okay. I'll work on that. But yeah, so it's just the two of us. David is having medical issues. And that's it. Josh is an infrequent podcaster whenever he's not watching a small child who's very cute.
Well, you got to be a dad sometimes.
Yeah.
It happens.
Okay, I guess you have to. Fine. Weird sitting here. I can't doodle. Darn it.
You can doodle.
Normally when Adam and I would do it, I'd be on the other side of the table and I'd be like bagging comics or something. It'd be on a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, okay.
So... he'd just show up. It would be slow. But so, sorry, rambling on. So, now Dave did mention that Spider-Man 129 was the first appearance of the Punisher.
Yes.
But I countered that in Uncanny X-Men 129 was the first appearance of...
I don't know.
Kitty Pryde.
Ah.
So who is, you know, not saying one is more important than the other, but just...
I'm more of a Punisher guy anyway,
right. Well,
so
I know
I'd say
that.
That's
yes,
more of a...
because you like blowing things up and shooting people, so.
Yeah, kind of.
So, you don't like phasing through things or transporting Wolverine into the past.
That she couldn't do in the comics.
Well,
but...
you don't know that. She just never
she
did
just
it
never
before.
Showed, that's
see?
Right. She just never did it. It's like... She's
phasing through time, see?
It's like, I could be Batman. You've never seen me and Batman in the same room
True.
Together at the same time. So you can't prove I'm not.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I'll give you that one this time. But, so we there was some, well, not so much comic news. There's been movie news. There's been TV news.
Yeah.
So, TV news, it was just announced today that on Arrow, Robbie Amell, is his brother or cousin?
It's his cousin. Well, no, it's going to be on Flash.
Oh, he's going to be on Flash?
He's going to be on Flash.
Oh, I thought it was on Arrow. Okay.
That's what I thought at first, too.
Okay,
no,
so, but he is going to play Firestorm. Who was also created in that same freak accident, which I think is pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
I watched the pilot of Flash, and it was really, really good.
Really?
I am quite excited about being able to, this new show that's coming up. I thought the first episode was very good.
The costume is a little bothering to me. Not a lot.
They're tweaking the costume, from what I heard, but also it makes sense if you watch the episode
okay.
in the way that it's being developed and stuff. But there are a lot of neat touches. We've already seen a lot of it. You've already seen like his two sidekicks because they were on Arrow.
Yeah, but that,
it was two Star it, City,
yeah, Vibe
Star
and
right.
and Killer Frost.
Right. But it makes sense why they were there. And basically, just to real sum it up, after he gets hit with the bolt and the chemicals mm-hmm. and everything, he's in a coma, and they take him, give him medical care, and because they caused the accident, they wanted to keep an eye on him. They had a feeling something was up, so they wanted to keep an eye on him,
okay.
because they kept saying his heart was stopping, and when they checked, it actually wasn't stopping. It was just beating so fast they
it
couldn't
wasn't
read
register.
It. So when he wakes up, they're the first two there. The guy who caused the accident, or the guy head of Star Labs, is watching over him. So it's just it explained why everybody was where they were without having to go into a lot of detail. They didn't have
okay.
to do a whole big origin. It was pretty simple.
Did they explain how long he was out?
They said, but I forget. It was like 2 or 3 months.
Okay, because that was part of the thing on Arrow, you know, because
Felicity
went,
he was out,
and,
right.
you know, and then came back, and
right.
then at the if I remember correctly, the last episode, she was going to go back to go see him, and then everything happened with Slade
right.
Wilson. And it seemed like it was a couple of months. They never...
Yeah, like I said, I forget if it was 2 or 3, but it was good. It was, yeah, I'm very happy. It sets up a lot of stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in there. And the fact that they're already planning cameos, I'm excited.
Yeah, they're knocking it out of the park with with the TV.
Yep.
And the movie's got to get on track, but the TV...
Yeah, they're doing well with the TV. But I think it's also a case of you're getting Firestorm in Flash. On S.H.I.E.L.D., you got Deathlok and...
Gravitron.
Yeah. it's nice that, you know, oh, you want to use Firestorm? Sure. You know, and they're doing whatever they can, you know, whatever they want. I think that kind of makes it a little more fun.
And it really would be nice, and I'm guessing that this is DC's ultimate, is to combine the two universes. I hope that's what it is. I personally would be disappointed to watch The Flash, love the character,
and then in the movie,
it's some other guy. Yeah. Unless you explain it away by saying, well, that's Wally West, this is Barry Allen. It is two different.
Right, and they could
I can accept that, but, you know, then you can't, you're not going to have a different Green Arrow other than Oliver Queen. You know, you're not going to have, you know, you could have another Firestorm. You could go the new 52 route.
Right.
But yeah.
No, they're doing very well in TV. Marvel's doing very well in movies. There was a, speaking of Marvel, there was a second Guardians trailer.
You missed some news on DC.
Oh, I'm sorry. Keep going.
The Atom.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Brandon Routh as the Atom.
He's going to be the Atom on... he will be on Arrow.
Okay.
What I read is he's going to be the one that takes over Queen Consolidated. Because I guess Walter couldn't get them enough money...
Okay.
...to buy it back is my guess the way it's going to work. And then there was also something in there that said he would probably be a romantic interest for Felicity.
Okay. Well, you think the accidental death and dismemberment for Moira, you know, should cover that?
You would think.
Or she wasn't dismembered, but, yeah.
Well, yeah, she was stabbed in the chest. Yeah. I still want the guy that plays Walter. He should have been the voice of Thanos. He's British, and he's got that deep... that would be
perfect. You're sucked into the Jaguar commercial saying
I am.
British people.
I'm definitely... I don't say all of them are evil, but most of them are. Braveheart wasn't wrong.
Fair enough. Any other DC?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And then Marvel, there was a second Guardians trailer. That was okay. The one thing that kind of made me a little weird is like, okay, I have two thugs, a criminal, and a thug. It's like, if they're all thugs, why are you bothering to... He was saying he has two thugs, is Rocket and
Groot. An assassin and a maniac.
Yeah. And like, okay, it's not like, you know, I have a scientist and a, you know, it's not like... You have a millionaire, a scientist, a captain, first mate.
They're not the scalpel.
Right. Oh, yeah. They're the hammer.
Exactly.
Yes.
So
I just didn't see a lot of new. And, you know, then they're putting stuff, you know, we're the Guardians of the Galaxy. Who? It's like, well, no. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you're playing with the same stuff. And I got excited when I saw about that 17-minute trailer. And I was looking for it, but I guess that's just in the theaters.
Yeah, that was on IMAX. Well, then, okay. So did you see then the newest trailer?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it sounds like you did.
Oh, maybe I didn't.
There's a
I
newer
was trying.
One. There's a newer one, and at the end, it's they're all sitting around, and Star-Lord says, "I have a plan." Rocket says, "You have a plan," and then I have 12% of a plan, and it shows them all playing off one another.
Okay.
And
well, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that one. That's the one that's really gotten me excited for this.
Okay.
Because
I'll have to look for that.
It seems like it works. Rocket does not look like a cartoon character. The interaction seems good. I was really afraid about Bradley Cooper as being his voice, but it works.
Okay.
You know, Groot says, "I am Groot," and, you know, Rocket responds as he can understand him. So that was, you know, it was good. And there was some additional footage of Ronan.
Okay.
There was
I've seen pictures, but I don't remember seeing it in the trailer that I saw. So
it was really weird because he's like kneeling on a big pad. It was very reminiscent of The Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that's not what it is. Is he's, you know, kneeling and Thanos is, you know, a hologram above him?
Okay.
Be like, yeah, I saw
kneeling
that guy.
To Thanos. That's weird. Okay.
Well, I'm guessing that's what's going to happen. Otherwise, I don't really understand how they're going to have all this coming together.
Okay.
So, they had more shots of Nebula. It looks good. I mean, they finally, you had a live-action shot of Yondu.
Okay, well, I definitely didn't see that trailer.
Yeah.
I apologize.
No, that's okay. That was the second one, so I guess this is the third one.
Okay.
You know, building up for the August 1st release.
Yes.
And you're going to be on vacation.
I am going to be on vacation, and I will miss it. Unless I go with the midnight release, like Thursday or whatever it is.
You can do that.
Hang on. Okay, one of the downsides of only being two of us is when a customer comes in, we kind of have to stop. So, sorry, there's a little herky-jerky there, but normally I can wander off and the two of them can carry on some sort of conversation. But
it's mostly grunts. And
yeah. I guess Pat could have kept talking by himself, but...
yeah, I could have.
The conversational aspect. I do them by myself, but Pat was unprepared, so I didn't want to dump that on him.
Yeah, that would have been unfair. I didn't know.
So, I can't really think of a whole ton of news. This is where my unpreparedness is really a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Right, right.
Colin was super prepared. Well, and then,
not like I didn't have anything else to do today.
I tore up his notes and threw them out, so it's really all my fault. Here, I'll take the blame. I'll show her. No, I did. There was a bit of comic news.
One thing I saw, they've canceled Axis and are redoing it as Avengers and X-Men Axis because I guess they want their names in it, so it's been pushed back another month.
Oh, really?
So I don't know. Well, I don't want to say pushed back. That's not fair. But it was on the cover of the June previews, but it wasn't inside.
Yes.
It was, I don't even remember seeing it inside this previews, but I know it was on the order form.
No, I thought it was in there.
Okay, because I know I saw it on the order form only because, I don't know if this is giving away trade secrets or anything, but in order to get all the variants, you had to order 200% of Original Sin 2. And I'm like, that's pretty bold, saying this event is going to sell twice as what this other event, and I just don't personally see that.
Well, but a number one versus a number two issue, is that possible? Although, but again, I haven't been in here, and someone's like, I can't wait for Axis to come out, that's going to be the greatest. So I think that's been Marvel's problem, though. Last 2 years, they've been in event after event after event, mm-hmm. and it's...
The bigger problem with me, personally, for the event stuff, is they start pushing the next event before the current event is over.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like they've lost focus, they don't care. I probably said this before, but I remember that distinctly with World War Hulk. And there was a month gap in the middle, like number three was missed a month.
Okay.
And their attitude was, well, it doesn't matter because whatever the next event was coming, they were already starting to hype that. And they're like, well, it doesn't matter that this is late. Nobody cares about World War Hulk anymore because... And I don't remember what it was, if it was...
Well, there's two more issues.
Yeah, I don't know. Was it Secret Invasion or Fear Itself or one of those that was coming next? And they just were very much... They've moved on. That's one little thing that I find troublesome. Is when they're already, I get information about issue two before issue one has even shipped. It's like, guys, slow down. You know, you're getting the cart before the horse. Don't push number two if people haven't even seen number one yet. You know?
Yeah.
That always frustrates me. Just in the sense, you know, you're getting ahead of yourself. Slow down. I'd much rather you put all your promotional efforts into something that's upcoming instead of something that's a month or two ahead.
The one thing I saw, and I just kind of briefly glanced at it right before I came here, was Catwoman was getting a new creative team.
Yeah, I did see that.
And it was supposed to be something out of Batman Eternal.
Okay, that would be neat.
So,
especially because we still haven't caught up to Batman 28.
Mm-hmm.
But if after you read the current Batman Eternal, a major event takes place.
Okay.
I also saw Green Arrow's getting a new creative team, and it's some of the creators of the TV show.
Yeah, I did, you're right.
So that's neat, and they're going to be putting Felicity into the books. So I like that. You know, as much as I complain about DC changing or Marvel changing things to match the movies, I think Arrow's been very successful. Green Arrow as a book hasn't been hugely successful. So I don't really have a problem with them adding a character in there.
I read it when it first came out. I read it, I think, till issue 23. It went all Iron Fist on me.
Okay.
And I'm like, and I like Iron Fist, but I don't want to read Iron Fist while I'm reading.
Right.
And even like the art, it started to look very similar to the Immortal Iron Fist.
Okay.
Was that Brubaker?
Yeah, that was Brubaker and Aja. Yeah.
And I liked that series, but it just wasn't what I was looking for. So I'd stop reading it. But you know, I certainly like what they're doing on the Arrow TV show. So maybe that'll let me look at it again.
Yeah. So that's. Yeah, let's see what else. Wolverine's dying. In case you didn't know.
Yeah, we knew that.
Okay.
He'll be back.
No.
Those movies make too much money. Hugh Jackman still needs a career, so they'll bring him back.
I don't know. He says he's getting tired of being Wolverine. So.
Wolverine don't get tired. True. Wolverine.
True. Okay. Well, that's about all I can think of off the top of my head. I will be more prepared next week should this happen again. Normally, I have a little bit of time. What's killing me was I was closed Friday for 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that destroyed me last week because of just the amount of stuff I get done on a Friday. Just little things. Like, I didn't do the board until yesterday morning. Just little things that I just couldn't get to on Saturday. So I just feel like I've been totally behind the eight ball. And then yesterday was busy. Today was busy. You know, it's Wednesday. I'm still, I haven't even opened up my reorder that normally I get done and out on the shelf. So just, it's good being busy, but just puts me behind the eight ball.
And now when you're by yourself.
Yeah, so I will work. And the problem is most of the news tends to hit Tuesday and Wednesday. Yeah. So, trying to, keep notes and stuff, but I'll try to be better
organized. You're going to catch up because, in 3 weeks it's going to be all Comic-Con news.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
You can't be all prepared for that.
Right, no, we will definitely be talking about all the Comic-Con news. And I know Boom has been releasing stuff and I haven't really... Sadly, haven't really been paying attention. Just so much of it. News before it's in previews, I really don't care about because Marvel likes to do that, where they, all the big news and then it shows up in previews and then people are going, where's this book? I've been hearing about it for a while. Well, that's because it's 3 or 4 months ahead of time.
Yeah.
When Axis does finally now ship in like October, it's going to be like, I've been hearing about this for so long.
Yeah, I was going to say, when did we first.
Well, I'm seeing it was on the cover in previews in June.
I think April was the first time we heard.
Maybe we heard something about it. I remember seeing the Avengers A, the X-Men X, and then IS, and then they decided to come up with the Sixus logo that makes no sense, but who knows?
I don't know.
So, normally Adam was good for marking time while I look stuff up on my iPad, too.
Sorry. I don't have the encyclopedic knowledge that he does. We can look at books.
What?
Yeah, sorry.
So, now, let's see. I'm just looking. I actually have the stack of books that I've read, which is 6 of the last 2 weeks. So, yes, I suck.
Three of them are Future's End.
Three of them are Future's End, because I had to get caught up. That was the week I was on vacation. That was last week with the really scary Starfire cover. And
they never actually called her Starfire.
No, but I'm pretty sure that's who it was.
That's kind of what it looks like, but they never actually call her Starfire in that.
Oh, sorry, I'm looking at the Yeah, I like that scene.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Give me my arm back.
Yeah, Hawkman freaking out over his arm being cut off. That was very good.
And I'm curious to see who Superman actually is. The Superman wearing a mask is just a little strange.
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on there. And doing things that don't make a whole lot of sense, too. Yeah, it never does say it's Starfire, but I'm assuming that's, gold with red hair and a purple costume.
But the eyebrows are totally wrong.
Yeah. Well, and totally buffed out. But apparently, that's going to tie in with the death of the Titans, I'm guessing.
She was hitting the Venom.
Yeah, could be. Future's End has been struggling, and I know a lot of people are bailing on it, which I understand if a book's not doing it for you. The new issue that just came out, I thought was very, very good. And it tied a lot of... Not tied stuff together, but all of a sudden you have Batman Beyond and that team of criminals brought them together.
Okay.
Which
that started... He walked into the bar at the end.
Yeah.
That sounds like the beginning of a joke. Batman Beyond walks into a bar and...
But, and it introduced a new character, which I really liked. You know who that is?
Okay.
So I like that. That was good. That was good podcast. Yes, it's showing Pat something so you can't see. I held it even below the recorder so you couldn't see.
That's right.
But it's getting somewhere, which makes me happy. Batman Eternal this week was a real big issue. Something really big happened. Well, not really big, but big events happened to kind of change it off the course that it had been on.
Okay.
So I'm happy with that. That book is selling great, and people definitely are enjoying it. And people are still going back and picking it up. You know, I've been hearing about this, and even though we're on 14, they'll go back and grab 1 through 13.
I really like 13.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good issue. I like the interaction between Tim Drake and Alfred when he, like, notices the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts talking, and then all of a sudden shuts up, and it's kind of like, you know, you walk in, Alfred's trying to cover, oh, it's a girlfriend. And then Harper Row.
Yes, and she's a little more in this one. And then it's like, we got that preview in Batman 28, and things are starting to get to the point where when we read that one, it's like, what the heck? This is crazy. You know, you have Harper Row as Bluebird. Catwoman was in charge of everything.
Spoiler.
Well, spoiler. And then in this one, we're getting a little more... It's getting towards that. And I don't remember... I just sold a copy today, so I don't know if I have any left. I don't remember when that was supposed to have taken place in the big scheme of things.
Yeah.
And I think it's said, but...
Yeah. Or if it didn't say... It might have been... I mean, Scott Snyder said something in an interview about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was supposed to be a preview. It was supposed to take place somewhere in the middle of Batman Eternal.
Right, right. And he was like, holy cow, how do we get here? Well, now we know how we get there.
Yeah.
Legendary Star-Lord. As you can tell, someone put a glass on my copy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So
that one's not for sale.
I need to beat my family. No. This one is not for sale. I still have a lot. Well, part of the problem on this, it's kind of weird. They sent me 12 copies. Instead of sending me Phantom Stranger, they sent me 12 copies of the Scotty Young variant of Legendary Star-Lord.
Okay.
Which, not a bad thing. I put them out. They all sold.
Okay.
So, but now I sold 12 of those instead of 12 of the regular covers. So now I have extras of the regular covers. It's not like I can send these back, and now they're going to bill me for those other covers. So it's like, I'm going to have a lot of Star-Lords. Not a bad book. Just, it felt a little thin. There just wasn't a lot of story, and it definitely seemed to be, oh, we got to make him jokey and fun. You know, and when you get a movie poster right on across from a full splash page of Star-Lord looking pretty much exactly like he does on the movie.
Yeah.
You know why this book exists.
Mm-hmm.
This is not really the Peter Quill that I remember from reading Annihilation and all those books. I also had one... I don't like his mask. It's just weird.
The Cobra Commander mask.
Yeah. But the one problem I had with this book is... Kitty Pryde is represented in a hologram or something. Looks like a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah.
You know, even this one here, you know, that's maybe a 16-year-old
girl.
Yeah,
she looks older, but...
Yeah, she's sitting on a bed. Hey, how you doing? You know, clearly very young. And then all of a sudden, it's like he's hitting on her. Yeah. So it was just a little weird. It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. It's just clearly it's profit, you know, trying to profit off the movie hype.
Well, and that's... When you said that, I actually brought up another piece of news I read... was that they're bringing back the year 3000 Guardians of the Galaxy to get a book, I think, in October. And I'm like, okay, new movie comes out in August, and you're hyping a team that, with the exception of Yondu,
has nothing in
this movie. And who cares about Charlie 27 and you know, what was it, Major Vance Astro, and I forget who else was in that.
Yeah, Charlie 13, and yeah.
Yeah.
It's... But I mean that I remember that Guardians of the Galaxy. So these guys just kind of co-opted the name, but it's like what they're doing with Deadpool. Deadpool Dracula's Gauntlet or whatever came out today, and I actually had a customer who's a big Deadpool guy. He's like, no, and he also wasn't doing Deadpool versus X-Force. He's like, they're doing it again.
Yeah, I'm
too much Deadpool. And it's like, they don't seem to learn. We don't need three Deadpool series going on at the same time. It's too much.
Mm-hmm. Now, and I'm worried Deadpool versus Carnage, but I'm right. not reading X-Force.
But, so now, you know, you have Guardians, you have Rocket, you have Star-Lord, we're going to have this, you know, do we need four Guardians of the Galaxy
Isn't
books?
Isn't there going to be a separate Rocket and Groot book, too?
Maybe, I don't know.
I thought I saw that. And you know, the thing is, the only one in there that can talk is Rocket.
Yeah.
Because I am Groot.
Well, Groot was in the Rocket Raccoon book.
Okay, maybe.
Basically as Groot. But, and, you know, he had the great lines such as...
I am Groot and I am Groot.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, that's my fear. And then, you know, people will respond back to me, well, yeah, but, you know, look how many books Batman has. It's like, well, slightly different.
It is, and, you know, I think they kind of jumped the shark when they talked about Arkham,
two new books, I don't know.
And Gotham Academy. Yeah. It's a Batman book with no Batman.
Right.
I don't want to read that. I want to read Batman.
Yeah. Do another Gotham Central or something, but yeah, I mean, to be fair, I don't really know enough about those to make a ton of judgment. The one has really good creative team.
I can't even say that, because as I'm saying that, I'm thinking I also spent 15 minutes reading Grayson, which is a Batman book with no Batman.
Right.
But it was a really good book. Right. Well, it was a good book. Yeah. It was a really good book.
Pat and I both just sat here and read it, just waiting to get the podcast going, since it was only going to be the two of us. Normally, I don't like to do, you know, spoilers and stuff, and I don't think we'll go into detail. But we normally don't talk about this week's books, but I liked it. I thought it was good. I feel almost, the only bad thing is, I feel like I need to go back and reread Batman Incorporated, because there's some characters and some stuff that I'm not sure I'm familiar enough with right now, just because of the time that it's been since that ended.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy with the face, I still got a...
The spin art guy.
I want to say, it looks very much like a guy who was in the Doom Patrol book that I never finished. Or I don't remember him being in Batman Incorporated. So...
Yeah,
But I thought it was fun, interesting. I know they gave it away in trailers and things, previews and stuff. But Helena Bertinelli is in that, which is interesting, too. Now, my only concern is, I know I read in one of the books, I read like the first 5 or 6 pages, the whole scene on the train.
Yes.
And then if they're giving away like the end with Huntress, it's like, well, don't do that. There's nothing left to read. Yeah, that was a problem I had long ago when they came out with iZombie. They'd given away, they'd done like a 6-page preview or something. Sadly, it was the last 6 pages of the book. So I'm like reading along, I'm like, oh, this is good. And then it's like, oh, I read this, over.
Oh, we're done.
And it was just, you don't always need to give away that much stuff.
Give it away at the beginning. That's okay. Get us hooked. You know, one of the purchases I made today was the new Suicide Squad, based on what I read in the previews that were in last week's books.
Right. And that was interesting. I enjoyed that. And you bought my copy. But that's okay. I'll let it go this time.
Okay. That makes up for the times I come in here and you don't have what I want.
That's so often.
Yeah.
Thanks, rub it in my face.
No problem.
Another one I read this morning, and it was funny because I wanted to make a point of this book. I was talking with Dan, who does the Comic Book Pit podcast, and he's working at New Dimension. I think he's working like weekends.
Okay.
And he was mentioning in his podcast, I was listening to it while I was moving the walls last night, just some things that he sees now when he's at the store more than just, you know, an hour in and out, or the conversations he hears and things. And I sent him a note saying, you know, I'd love to hear your take, being he's an artist as well. What's your take on covers? I said, you know, I'd love to hear what you had to say, like if you just walked in and looked at the shelves, you know, looked at the wall and what catches your eye versus the books you're looking for. Because when you come in, you're looking for certain books.
Yeah.
And something might catch your eye. But I wanted to get his impression, you know, looking at the wall of books, what, you know, just jumps out at you. And the reason I said it was because of this. Death Vigil number 1 came out from Image this week. And I'm like, I don't remember anything about it from being in previews, but that's not a shock because from the time I saw this in previews, this was in the May previews.
Ago, yeah.
So I've already seen the brain previews, the June previews, and the July previews. So, and, you know, everything else that's coming.
Yeah. You can't remember every book.
So, and the cover is just so nondescript, it's not something that's going to jump out at you. But I took it home because I'm like, okay, it's a number one. You won't believe this, but I do try to read all the number ones just so I can talk about them.
You must read a lot of Marvel books.
I try to read the number ones. And so I took it home, and it's a thick one, you know. It's one of those, you know, they're big. I don't know if it's 40 pages.
It's
a big one. So I took it home and I was reading this during coffee, drinking my coffee this morning. It's really good. The art is very good. Now, I know it's by Stepan Sajic, who I know has done Witchblade and stuff like that, that I've looked at occasionally, but nothing big. But I thought the art was fantastic. And the story was really, really good. Very supernatural. It starts off with the main character dying, which, you know, is never a good way. But then he kind of gets recruited to work with this. You know, at first, I thought it was death, but it's not.
So it's how Spawn started, and they're like, what, 10 times more issues than any Marvel book on right now.
Yeah, true. But it's just, it's really good. And that's Hunnen, the Raven, Thor's Raven, or okay. Odin's Raven. But just, it was really good. Supernatural, okay. You know, forces of death, and there's necromancers and all sorts. But a really, really good thing. But yeah, nice double-sized book, $3.99. But yeah, just the cover doesn't really do it any justice whatsoever. It makes sense. After reading it, I get the cover, which is just kind of some people. But yeah, I was just talking to him, just saying, you know, I miss the days when covers sold books, and I, you know, go all the way back to, like, the success of the old Superman's pal Jimmy Olsen was because the covers were just so bizarre. How is Jimmy Olsen a giant turtle? Because in reality, who's going to want to buy a book about Jimmy Olsen? You know, he's a photographer, friend of
he's Superman's pal.
But that's how Lois Lane did it, too. If you look at those covers, they're just bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, how did this happen? You know, and the one that I had a little while ago where she becomes black, you know, what?
Yeah.
And then I look at so many of the covers nowadays, and it's just like, it's a cover. I'm thinking like Manhattan Projects or even East of West. You have to be looking for that book. That book isn't going to jump out at you and say, buy me. And yeah. I think they really, you know, I wish they'd kind of refocus on that. The one thing I like about DC versus Marvel, just in the case of covers, is most of the DC covers have words.
Yeah.
And generally reflect something that's going on inside. And it has something to make you want to go.
Yeah, let me open this
what?
Up and see what's,
you know,
actually going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you know, even like all the Doom stuff with Superman, you know, you have a crazy Doomsday Superman on the cover with some words to try to get you to buy it, where I find a lot of the Marvel ones are really just pinups.
Yes.
Like I'm thinking like the new
There's been some great art.
Oh, great art, but I'm thinking like the Spider-Man 2099 that came out today was literally a pinup of Spider-Man 2099.
Yeah.
There really wasn't anything there to make you want to
because you
get
demanded it.
Yeah,
Spider-Man 2099.
Yeah, that nobody demanded, but
you sold out. I think
what Spider-Man 2099?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I don't know.
I don't remember seeing any on the shelf, and I guess I'll just copy off the rack.
I might have one in my bag, but that would be it. Okay, that's great. No, that's really good. I'm happy. I sold out of Grayson, just about. I sold out of Suicide Squad. I may have sold out of 29. Now, granted, I only ordered 25 copies of Spider-Man 29.9 based on the three people that asked for it. So it's one of those.
Yeah.
I can't afford to jump in with both feet on all these books anymore.
Well, I'll give it a shot to see where it goes. But
it's also not, it's not the future Spider-Man 29.
It's that Spider-Man
dealing with current stuff.
I kind of think that that's more interesting because he knows what's about to happen.
True.
And you know, how does he deal with that without altering what's going to happen? I think that'll be interesting. The concern is, I know they got the big Spider-Universe thing coming up.
Is he going to get washed away in that?
Yeah, exactly. And that's, well,
and again, again, another problem, another Deadpool problem. How much Spider-Man is too much Spider-Man?
Because we have Superior, you're going to have 2099, you have
Spider-Man,
Amazing.
You have this point, I don't even know how long this is going. Yeah, it's just, how much is it before the Spider-Man people go, just take me back just to the main one, or
I'm
out completely.
And that's the thing, I'm such a fan of the character. I love the character of Spider-Man. The new issues have been kind of lame. But I'm going to continue reading it because it's Spider-Man. It's like, you know, even if Batman went on a bad run, I'll continue to read it because it's Batman. There's other characters I won't do that with, but Spider-Man happens to be one of them. I like the Superior Spider-Man. The idea kind of made me cringe at first because I likened it to Lex Luthor becoming Superman. Not him becoming a good guy, but him becoming Superman. And that kind of bothered me. But as I read it, I started to enjoy the story and seeing how, you know, he took over Parker's life, but he was still Doc Ock. He was still arrogant.
Right.
And he still, you know, thought he was better than everybody. And that's, I enjoyed that piece of it. And, you know, it was.
But then they're bringing it back, you know, just.
Yeah,
you know,
and
with 32 and 33, and I don't know if there's more. I haven't fully looked through this new previews yet.
Okay. And I thought that was just the lead up to this.
Right, but who knows?
Yeah.
You know,
not
like Marvel to milk something.
No. There's only what, 15 tie-ins to Original Sin that came out this week?
Yeah, and next week, yeah. Yeah, we got Original Sins 3 and 5.1. The first of the Angela. I haven't sold out of that one yet?
No, there was one copy up there.
One there. Well, I only got in 20, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Didn't have a lot of faith in it with the love life Angela's getting.
I was going to say,
I blame Michael for this.
All the Angela people.
He's created my hatred of Angela. Thanks, Michael. Got me in trouble on Twitter today, you know. So what else did you read?
Green Lantern 33, which is the penultimate issue.
Penultimate.
Yeah, using big words. Issue for Uprising. Green Lantern is kind of the one book that it really seems like has been in, like, long storyline after long storyline.
Yeah, that's my problem. Well, it seems like it's event after event. And I remember I was with it through Rise of the First Lantern. And then it went into the, I don't know, Third Army,
the attack of the
it was the gray people that just turned me off. I just didn't like the blobby gray people.
Okay.
Well,
they're almost done with the Durons. They got into a battle, and, you know, basically the Durons throughout Uprising have screwed over other groups, you know, and so, you know, basically, the Green Lanterns are acting as the Anvil while they have these groups that have been screwed over by the Durlans acting as the Hammer. And they save the day and everybody's like, wow, Hal actually had a plan. And it worked.
That doesn't happen all the
time. So, you know, they fly off and they tell John Stewart and Fatality to, hey, just chill here on the beach and, you know, we'll see you when we see you. You've earned the vacation. And then, Hal has gotten a message through the ring that, we didn't get everybody, it ain't over, and it cuts out. So, it finished today in Green Lantern Corps. So I'll see how that ends.
Okay.
And that's the problem. I like the Green Lantern book.
That's the other thing, that
like
it goes through all
books.
The books. That's the other.
Yeah.
I had a guy who, he just gets the Justice League Corps books, meaning Justice League and then Superman, Batman.
Okay.
You know, just the
Green
characters'
Lantern,
main
Flash,
books.
And,
right,
yeah.
Wonder Woman. Aquaman, I think he does too. But just their core books. So he's just doing Green Lantern. He's like, there's a lot of times where he doesn't know what's going on. And it's weird because they also don't sell the same, although they're kind of drifting down towards. Like, Green Lantern used to be like 75, and Core was 50, and New Guardians was 40, and now they're all drifting down to about the 25 range.
The one book that I don't say I dislike, but New Guardians is the one I don't really read.
Okay.
And I was reading it pretty faithfully up until, I forget what, and it was the same thing. It was, you know, event after event after event. Luckily, Uprising did not cross over into New Guardians. It just stayed with Core and regular Green Lantern.
Okay.
So that's,
well, that makes it a little bit easier, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, Red Lantern is right now, I think, the best Green Lantern book out there. I like the Sinestro book. It just came out. I think that's on issue two or three.
Three, I think.
And Larfleeze just ended, which was a goofy book, but it was funny. I mean, that's why I like it. Yes, that's that for Green Lantern. I read Iron Fist, Living Weapon, number 4.
Okay. I read the first one. I just haven't... Like I said, I try to read the number 1. Sometimes the 2s get away from me.
Yeah. It's... he's being basically visited by ghosts of his past. Okay. That's kind of where this is headed. The art in it... It's different. I don't want to say it's bad. It's just different. There's parts of it that I think are very minimalistic.
Okay.
And then there's other parts, and it kind of goes issue by issue. I think it was the second issue where they had the dragon destroy Kunlun. I really like the art in that.
Okay.
But most of this issue was essentially Danny talking to a reporter, and it was just them.
Okay.
And it was, to me, it's just kind of like, no, that's not, I want to see Iron Fist hit things.
Right.
That's an Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Not,
yeah.
You know, although when he finally does hit something, his bones break. So iron crumbles.
Oh, okay. So his bones break. That's
yes,
not good.
Yes. So we'll see where that goes. It hasn't been a bad book. It's just, it hasn't wowed me yet.
Okay.
Like I said, I really like the Immortal Iron Fist. I know some people really didn't like that book, but I did like that book. And I was kind of hoping it'd be more on that side. And maybe it will get there, and it just hasn't gotten there. Maybe it's just slow. The Punisher, number 8, it's the Punisher.
Okay.
But it instead of a real long arc, it seemed like it was just a 2-issue arc. And really, for the Punisher, that's what it should be. He should go in, find something, kill it, and that should be the end of it. But he hooked up with some special forces guys that were helping him escape the drug lords that had captured him. And in the last scene, you know, he basically surrenders to Crossbones to buy the freedom of these special force guys so they can get out.
Did the Howling Commandos ever catch him?
No, they haven't gotten him yet.
Okay.
But that's kind of how he got in some of this mess, was he took off because they blew him up several times.
That happens.
Yeah, it is honking.
I don't know. I think it's a big truck. It's trying to turn out of Walgreens.
Okay.
But, like, the last page is one of the SF guys. Instead of wearing a unit patch, he's wearing a Punisher skull on his on his shoulder. I just thought that was kind of cool. Because, you know, he said, I feel like he's with me because he, you know, bought our freedom.
Okay.
So it was pretty good. Original Sin number 5.
Oh, yeah. I did read that.
Okay.
Now, it was good. It was interesting. My concern is it seemed like almost like an interlude. And when this is only an 8-issue story, and we haven't really gotten anywhere yet.
And you're more than halfway through.
Right. It seemed an odd time for an interlude like that. But no, it was good. It was interesting. It was basically Nick Fury's history.
Yeah.
And showing you stuff that you didn't know about Nick.
I was almost waiting.
You don't know Nick? Oh, wait.
No, that's the other. It's, I was almost waiting for him, because it was kind of like at the end of Last Crusade, where the knight thinks Indiana Jones is coming to replace him, and that's what I'm waiting for, because he knows he's dying,
right.
And I'm waiting for him to say, okay, one of you has to take my place.
And it might happen, but it's like, but we still need to resolve who killed the Watcher.
But what I understand is that Steve Rogers is losing his powers, and we're going to get a new Captain America.
I saw
America.
Something about that, yeah.
I'm wondering if that's what this is that, because really, who are you going to pick? Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick Captain America.
Right. But if he doesn't have his powers, and...
Well...
Yeah.
But, Nick Fury
but he's already
have any
been
powers.
Head of S.H.I.E.L.D. He was Steve Rogers' super soldier, and...
Well, but I think he's going to just... He's not going to be Captain America anymore. He's just going to be the puppet master. He's going to be your new guide to Marvel. Nick Fury will die.
Okay.
Nick Fury Jr. Jr. will still be Nick Fury Jr. Jr. But kind of the guy that everybody goes to that knows everything that's going on.
Okay, gotcha.
Is going to be...
The protector of...
Yeah.
Yeah, everything.
You know, because he said, you know, for every cave monster that tramples New York, there's 10 you never hear about. And, you know, that's... He's right. Someone has to do that.
Yep.
So that's... I think that was cool. And it wasn't a bad book.
No,
it's just
no.
In the middle of that series, I want the story to move.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to... You know, 3 issues, and you know, in typical Marvel fashion, it's going to really be...
one issue. It's going to end in 8. We're going to find out who did it in 8, why, and...
Well, I thought it was in 7, or maybe it's 6, maybe. We find out who did it.
Okay.
And then, you know, there'll be something to figure out how they...
Got to catch him,
yeah.
And, yeah. And it just... maybe the whole... The thing that they pitched on this was all these secrets getting out, and they really haven't addressed it at all in the main book. Maybe, yeah. Now, I haven't read all the tie-ins.
The only ones I think I've read are the Deadpool ones. And Deadpool doesn't seem affected by it, but the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, and the name escapes me, were Preston, who inhabited Deadpool, and then they put her in an LMD because her body was destroyed. She seems to know it. Like, she was affected by it. So that's the part, okay, so the robot's affected, Deadpool's, and it has something to do with his daughter. And then this issue that came out today is a tie-in.
Okay.
So my guess is we see what happens on this tie-in.
But just, yeah, I was expecting all these secrets, and it just, they're, again, maybe, because I haven't been reading, I read the first Avengers, and I just got, it didn't wow me, just where they were, like, fighting Tony Stark in his... lab or something.
Well, the Hulk's pissed at Tony Stark.
Right. Now, sadly, I sold out of that book, so I haven't read that. I have to wait for the second print to read
that. And then I'm curious, because it looks like Guardians of the Galaxy, the next one, has Richard Rider in it as Nova. So, yeah, I'd like to see what he's been up to, you know, in the Cancerverse, or, you know, or maybe this takes place years ago, and, you know, who knows. But that's... I don't know, because Original Sin was not a storyline I thought I was going to get into. But after hearing people talk about it, it's okay. It's not great. And the last one I read is, you know, a podcast favorite, Justice League 3000.
Okay, yeah, you know what? Hold off on that, because
okay.
It's in my pile. I love that cover.
Yeah.
I was very intrigued by the cover. Sorry, truck just pulled up. It's like, no... Well, not, like, right in front of us, over by the jewelry store. I'm confused. So, yeah, we'll talk about that one next week. I'll definitely get that one read.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
I've heard good things about that issue.
Yeah, it's good. I just really like that that book really ties into nothing, and they can do whatever they want with it.
Yes.
And that's what they're doing.
Which is cool. You need those books. And I, you know, it's a silly book or whatever, but I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Okay, they're not coming here. Good. Not good. I mean, that's rude, but it is 2 hours after I close.
You better hope they're not listening to the podcast.
Yeah, oh, they might be. Oh, dear.
Not live, though, so okay. I guess it'll be okay.
No, okay. Well, I did get the text that I need to go home, so let me finish this up. Last thing I want to go over is what's coming next week. So we have the 100th anniversary special, number one, X-Men. These have been confusing the heck out of people, and I have to admit that trying to describe them is almost impossible, only because... They didn't just do them as a special. The Spider-Man that came out today, on the inside you open up, says part 8 of 8.
Huh?
Exactly. So it's basically not just a 100th anniversary special, but these are the issues that will be shipping on the 100th anniversary of the first issue to ship. So if Spider-Man started in 63, this will be the July 2063 issue, which just happens to be part 8 of this storyline. Yeah, so it's everybody's starting to get very confused. It's not just, they're like, where are the first 7 parts? I'm like, you have to wait 50 years to read those, and they look at me funny. I'm like, I don't know. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, X-Men is next week. Then we get the Aphrodite 9 Cyber Force 1 crossover. Okay, sorry. Just I tried to point out the number ones, but this one didn't thrill me. Army of Darkness Hitched with... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different covers. So if you like covers, this is the one for you. Black Market number 1, which is a Boom book, something to do. Sadly, they sent me a preview copy that I haven't read yet. Yes, I suck. Something to do with taking blood from a superhero and trying to redo it.
You should have said you read it, but you didn't want to give anything.
There you go.
Away.
Yeah, I don't want to give anything. No, I just haven't read it yet. I apologize. Just my favorite title of the week, Captain Dinosaur One-Shot.
Captain
Why
Dinosaur.
Why not? Cap'n. C-A-P apostrophe N.
Oh.
Captain Dinosaur.
I wonder if he's related to Captain
Which
Crunch.
Makes me mad, only in the sense they put an apostrophe here, and every other time they could use an apostrophe, especially on possessives, they don't put them on the main voice. So, I don't, not a big deal, but just... Like, this week, what was it? It was Dracula's Revenge on the Deadpool thing. Dracula's Gauntlet. And it didn't have the apostrophe. So, I don't know. Little things. Dark Engine number one. That's an Image number one. Not 100% sure what it is, but Image number one. It's going to be hot. No. Doberman number one. That's an IDW book. I forget. Somebody, like, famous is doing this book. But it couldn't have been that impressive.
Famous is relative.
Yeah, I didn't order a lot. But it was like a celebrity type of thing he's doing this one. Grim Fairy Tales 100. I can't believe they made it to 100.
Is it actually 100 or is it more
No,
than
I think
100?
This is. No, okay. This is an actual 100. And then Harley Quinn invades Comic-Con International, because San Diego's right around the corner, so Harley Quinn special. Life with Archie 36, the Death of Archie issue.
You were 1,000
I did not, actually. I ordered a lot less than...
You thought you were going to?
Yeah, I really, if you want it, let me know. I only ordered, well, the problem is there were so many covers, but and they were $5 books, so I didn't order a ton of that one. We get Original Sin 3.2, which is the Iron Man Hulk, and also Original Sin 6. So, and another one people have been waiting for, Robin Rises Omega, number one, ships next week, with the beginning of the return of Damian.
Most of them.
Yes. Squitter, number one. Now, this is the one, this is the create-your-own book. Take it easy, Mr. Truck. Create-your-own book from... Ben Temple Smith, and he's doing this one. So that all the Temple Smith fans, you're going to want this. Teen Titans number one, relaunching that one, and the Devilers, the new one. It's a Dynamite book from Fialkov. Wicked and Divine. I'm getting second prints of number one. If you missed it, and number two is coming out. And then X-Files Year Zero, number one. So that could be kind of interesting, the beginnings of the X-Files. So probably no Scully.
Yeah, but is before Mulder's sister gets kidnapped? Or?
I don't know. Read it and find out. I can't remember everything, man. Come on. But
I actually didn't watch that show. So if I lost nerd credit for that, that's okay.
Fair enough.
I never watched that show.
Oh, you know, see, I watched, I don't know if I watched all of it, but I watched probably all of it. I like that show a lot. Okay, well. Time for me to get going. So, that's a podcast. Thanks, Adam. And we'll talk to you next week. He'll kill me for that. But, oh, wait, he's been banned from the podcast.
That's
it doesn't
right.
matter. Okay.
That's right.
So, there's a spot. There's Well, there's lots of spots. We can have, like, up to 12 people. I think we had 12 people for one podcast. So.
Really?
So, if you want to come do the podcast, please come hang out. Because, look, we're desperate for people. Otherwise, it's just me and Pat talking to each other. And people start looking in the window and wonder what's going on.
Hey, it's all creepy.
It does. So we'll talk to you next week. See ya.
Than a bullet leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in a coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 6-1-6. Like my movie quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And fund the Hellfire Society. Studio is Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my rap. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak, like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my taint. bouncing up in your mind during this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this for all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk, for all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs, for all the villains that he's scheming on that Tuesday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit, that's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip, yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this.
Because
that's how we do it in the 616.
Hey yo Vince, drop the beat out. I'm gonna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah.
Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm stealing the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second a Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a mess like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm like Luther when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block.
Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that Tuesday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip.